of UDS here with this week's tip. Oftentimes when given a tip, I seek out tips from F&I managers, business managers just like you. We have a client, and I was in the dealership one day, and he shared this tip with me. This business manager actually progressed through this dealer group. He was in a domestic store and then moved into a Mercedes-Benz store. And converting cash customers to finance in the domestic store was much easier. He found it much easier than it was in the Mercedes-Benz store. And he had a challenge with it. And, you know, we were working with him, and he was working with himself and trying to get all these ideas on how to convert cash buyers in that Mercedes-Benz store to finance buyers, especially with subvented rates and everything. I mean, you get rates as low as 0.9 in a Mercedes-Benz. So he calls me one day, and he says, "Jerry, you ain't going to believe what just happened. I finally converted a Mercedes-Benz buyer from cash to finance." And I asked him, "How'd you do it, Kenny?" And he said, "You know, Jerry, I got creative." "How creative? What did you do?" He said, "Well, I was going and going, and the guy was giving me all the reasons why he wouldn't do the financing, and I was giving him all the reasons why he should do the financing. And finally, you know what? I gave in. And I printed a retail installment contract, one of these, and I wrote void right across it. And I said, before you sign that final paperwork, I just want you to show you something." And he took the contract, the retail installment contract, put it in front of the customer, and said, "Look, I wrote void on it. You know, I just want you to see how much it actually will cost you, visually see how much it will cost you in interest over a three-year period." It was only $800. And when the Mercedes-Benz customer saw that it was only $800, he said, "I got to be crazy not to finance this car at 0.9%. It's all about perception. You need to turn that perception into reality by showing people visuals. Visuals really work. Telling doesn't always work. That's the moral to the story. He took the initiative, got creative, put the contract through the dot matrix printer, and popped out a finance deal. You know what he got? He got tire and wheel and gap. That's the tip of the week.